Welcome to day 35. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav. And we learned yesterday, at the end of Mishnah Hey, that if someone plants two different types of wheat, whether it's considered one field or two fields for the purposes of payah really depends on how the owner harvests the field. If the owner harvests it all in one shot, both types of wheat together, so then it's considered one field and only one pay allocation needs to be left for the entirety of that field. But if the owner harvests it in two different shots, first one type of wheat and then the other type of wheat, then it's clearly two different fields and pay would need to be left in each one. So our mission is going to pick up with the source of that halacha. How do we know that? So, Maisa Shazar Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Lefnei Rav Gamliel. There's a story, an incident in which Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah did this, right? He planted two different types of wheat, and he brought the question in front of Rav Gamliel. The question of, is it considered one field or two fields for the purposes of Peah? And it seems that Rav Gamliel didn't know the answer. So he said, So the Mishnah says, Va'alu Lishka Sagazis V'shalu. So they both, Va'alu, together. It's a beautiful idea. They both went together to the Lishka Sagazis. That was the room in the base of Migdash where the great Sanhedrin sat. V'shalu, and they asked him the question, what's the halacha in this case? Amar Nachma Lavlar, Mekubla Nibir Rabbi Amiyasha. So Nachma Lavlar, Nachma Sofer stands up and says, here's the halacha. I received from Rabbi Miyasha, Shakil my Abba, who received it from his father, Shakibo Midhazugos, who received it from the pairs. What are the pairs? The pairs was, it was a co-sort of leadership back at the end of the Second Temple period, right before the Common Era, where you'd have two different people leading the Jewish community. One was the Nasi, almost like the prince, the president, so to say, and the other was the Av Beis Din, the head of the court. And they would rule, so to say, or lead together. And there are famous zugos like Hil Hazaken and Shammai, and Shmaya Avtalion, right? These were famous pairs. So Rav Miyasha learned, got it from his father, got it from the zugot, Shekiblu min Nevi'im, the zugos who received it from the Nevi'im, the prophets. What did they say? Halacha the Moshe Sinai. It's actually halacha that Moshe learned directly from Hashem at Har Sinai. What's the halacha? Bizoreya sadeu shnei minechitin. If someone plants in his field two different types of wheat, im asagor and achas, if the person harvests it all in one, shtenosin peyah achas, it's considered one field and give one peyah for all of it. Shtei granos, but if it is in two different harvests, then nosin shtei peyos, then the owner gives or the farmer gives two different pay allocations considered two different fields. So that halacha that we learned in the previous Mishnah is really learned halacha the Moshe Sinai, this direct Mesorah, this direct tradition. And there's something, first of all, there's something very beautiful. The Gemara does this quite often where it'll trace back the origin of certain halachos. We're used to having everything written down. So we say, well, how do we know something? Well, it says it on, you know, in Bava Basra, or it says it in Brachos, or it says it in Peah, right? But at the time, this was all considered an oral transmission. So for Nachma Lavar to say, hey, I actually have the Mesorah, I know, like they didn't have a list of all the things that are halacha Moshe Sinai like we do now, right? The Rambam records in his Hakdama, in his introduction to the Mishnayos, all of the halachos that are halacha Moshe Sinai, they didn't have it like that. They just knew them. They knew it from their own Mesorah, their tradition. So Nachma Lavar teaches this halacha. I also think it's quite beautiful, as I hinted to earlier, that when the question is asked of Rav Gamliel, who is the Gadol Hador, or certainly one of them, and he didn't know the answer, right? Then it wasn't just like, oh, I'm not sure, or let me ask and get back to you, or he turned it into an educational moment in which they both, the student and teacher, both went to the court, to the Sanhedrin, to learn together, which I think is a very beautiful idea, and certainly showed kind of like a desire to get it right, and to, there wasn't an ego thing, but it was really a matter of doing this L'Shem Shemayim and finally get the right answer, and they could learn together. Okay, we are up to now Mishnah Zayin. Sada shekatzru agayim. So a field that was harvested by non-Jews. What does that mean? So it likely, what we're talking about with the mitzvah of peah, right? Whether you be chayiv in the mitzvah of peah. So if it was harvested by non-Jews, we're going to assume that the Kahati explains this and quoting a few different farshim, that the situation is that a non-Jew owns a field. Harvested it, right, and then sold it to a Jew, sold the rest of the field and perhaps the produce that was already harvested, sold that to a Jew. So the question is, now does that chiyuv of peah set in for the Jew, even though when it was harvested, it was not owned by the Jew? So that's one case. Or ketzaru alistim, or thieves came by a field owned by a Jew and harvested. Or a kismu animalim, that ants started eating the wheat, or whatever the crop was. Or shevarata haruach obehema, that a wind or a wild animal came and broke the crop, and therefore it became harvested, right? It was detached from its source. In all of those cases, patura. the owner of the field is exempt from peah, because the halacha is that it needs to be uvekutzrachem. It needs to be when you are harvesting. That's what the pasuk says, uvekutzrachem uvekutzrachem, right? When you are harvesting. Well, if you didn't do the harvesting, then the chiyuv of peah never set in. So if it was an animal who ate it, or if it was a wind that broke it, or if it was a thief that harvested it for you, or if when the chiyuv set in, when the obligation set in, the harvesting set in, it was not owned by you, it was owned by a non-Jew who does not have the obligation of peah. So in all of those cases, it's not uve kutzrachem, it's not your harvest, and therefore you are exempt from peah. Katzra chatzia v'katzra listim chatzia. If you started harvesting your field, right? One field, you need to give peah for one piece. Let's say you started harvesting, you did half of your field, right? Then, v'katzra listim chatzia. And then, before you were able to get the rest of the field, thieves came by and they harvested the rest and took it for themselves, then it is petura. You are exempt also. Shechovas of peah v'kama. Because the obligation for peah was with the standing, let's say, wheat in this case. So imagine you have a field, and the farmer, or you harvest half the field. So the part that's still standing, that could be peah. Either part of it can be peah, or the entire thing can be peah. That could be. But then the listim come by, the thieves come by, and they harvest the rest for you. So now it's done, right? You actually were ready to do the mitzvah peah, but they finished it off for you, and therefore what we learned originally still applies. That's not considered uve kutzrachem. It's not your. Considered your harvest. Just of note. We learned previously that if someone made a mistake and harvested one's entire field and was not able, didn't give peah by leaving it unharvested, so the person still has to give peah later. In these cases, that is not true, because the chiyuv never set in. You never did the harvesting, and therefore peah does not apply. So even if you now have the grain, let's say the non-Jew who originally harvested sold you the field and the grain, you do not have to give peah now, because when the chiyuv never set in, the obligation never set in, as opposed to when you simply made a mistake, it was your obligation to give peah, but you just didn't, then you'd have to give from the harvested crop. But here you would not have to give from the harvested crop. Okay, we will continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.